Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mike Rosman's here. Mike's a good, great member of our Brain Trust. He's co-president and chief strategy officer at Bowfly, an organization that helps small business owners meet up with the capital that they need. He does it in some ways that are new and interesting and very helpful, I think. And I've asked Mike to join us to talk to us about how things are going out there between small business owners and the capital they need. Mike Rosman, welcome back to the show.
Jim, great to be here. Thank you for having me on again.
It's good to have you back. You know, Mike, Blasingame's first law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business, because we're all undercapitalized, aren't we?
That's right, and I think if you think about a small business in general, it's capital and other resources too. But
yeah.
But obviously, capital, as you know and I've heard you say, it's the lifeblood of a small business. And the small businesses that we interact with, it's clear that it's that capital that's standing between them and growth.
Right.
And that's why it's so important for businesses to access it.
And for people who might be new to all this, capital is any asset that you have control of that will help you grow your business and keep it and sustain it, which could be equipment, it could be fixtures, it could be inventory, it could be cash, right?
That's great. Now our world is primarily thinking about more traditional bank financing,
right?
to feed
that's
that
right.
capital source, but
right.
but that's absolutely right, Jim. It's a good point.
Yeah, and in your world though is to help them get the cash that they need to from that standpoint of capital, and of course the three ways that people get cash into their business is from investors, either outside or inside, and the second way is retained earnings, profit that they make and they keep in the business, and the other way to get capital is to borrow money from the bank or borrow money from someone. And typically a bank, but what I'd like for you to do, you're out there every day talking to small business owners about the cash that they need, the capital they need. Give us a little bit of a report on what you're finding.
Sure. So I think the last time I was on was probably about 3 years ago, Jim. And at that time, certainly we were really on the heels of the credit crisis.
Yep.
And where we are today is I'm happy to report a much better place. So those businesses that we see as objectively being worthy of securing bank financing are securing bank financing.
Yep.
Now, there's still challenges around securing pricing that we believe they should deserve. So,
right. Well, that's always going to be the case, isn't it? I mean, I've talked to on the show. My audience has heard me say 1,000 times, we live in the prime plus world, prime plus two, prime plus three, and the dreaded prime plus six. Right.
That's right. So from a pricing standpoint, the cost the borrower is going to have to take on in order to access that cash, as you say, is the pricing that we're referring to. And look,
it's a factor of whatever the prime rate is and however much they want to add on the top of that, typically.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Go ahead.
And banks have their investors that they have to satisfy, right? So
that's
it's
right.
a competitive world on
and
the lending side as well.
Mostly regulators.
I'm
convinced now, Mike, that banks would like to lend more, but regulators are constraining them because, as you know, a bank, one of the measurements banks use is if they don't lose a certain number of loans that they budget for, they realize they haven't been loaning enough money.
That's right.
They have a loss a loss budget that they expect to meet, don't they?
That's right, and I think the regulators are reacting like everyone else did to the credit crisis, and they're trying to find the right balance, and it's not an easy job. So, I think from my perspective, it is easy to say, the regulators are have a core responsibility for having not capital flow more freely today.
Right.
That being said, they're trying to respond to the major systemic hurdles that we had in the system that allowed right. cash to flow so freely. So
what you're saying now, what you're seeing is that if you're credit worthy and you want a loan, you can get a loan these days.
That's right, and I think the smart businesses are then taking that next step and saying, how do I not only secure that capital, but how do I secure it at the best possible pricing?
It goes to
how do you secure any of your services, and it's by getting suppliers to compete, particularly when it's a commoditized product. And one of the nice things about cash is your dollar bill looks the same as my dollar
bill. That's right. It's fungible. So,
yeah.
And so the quicker you can pay, the better your vendors will treat you. But the other way to get better pricing is to operate your business profitably and retain earnings.
Overwhelmingly, I love the fact that you lay out the difference between equity, debt, and retained earnings. And nothing says a committed business owner than someone who's pouring profits back into the business themselves.
If you show a bank a balance sheet that shows that you've been retaining earnings, your prime plus number starts dropping like a stone.
That's exactly right. It's like, who wants to do business with someone who is on the edge of failing at any given time,
right.
and that's the ability to be able to secure some capital through retained earnings.
Yeah. So now here's the next question. This has been the big missing link in all the political debates that's been going on. You hear all the politicians wailing, oh, we've got to figure out a way to get small business to get access to capital. Well, Mike, for the last 5 years, the research that I've seen and have conducted show that small business owners haven't wanted much capital, much borrowed money.
You know, there is a lot of debate on that, and it does depend upon where you're getting your research, like so much of what we see, Jim, right, is there's an agenda on various sides. From our perspective, we do see a high volume of business owners, very often startups,
yeah.
who are raising their hand saying, I need capital.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
I tend to agree
right.
with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the research has been saying on the manufacturer side, these larger businesses or what
well,
we
the research has
business.
Been based on anybody who's already in business, and if you're still in business, you've been deleveraging and not wanting to borrow money. Okay, Mike, I want you to take the last few seconds in this segment and tell the audience about BoFly, and then we're going to come back
sure.
and talk. We're going to talk about that some more in the next segment. Go ahead.
Perfect. So what we do is we're an online marketplace, and when a business owner wants to seek financing, we allow them to build all the information the banks are looking for securely online,
yep.
and then we allow them to make it available in a non-identifiable manner to banks to get lenders to compete for it,
right.
and then we match those two parties up and let them do the work that they should be doing.
There you go. So I like the way they do business. BoeFly.com, is that right, BoeFly?
That's right, Jim.
All right, so check that out, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about how BoeFly helps small business owners connect to the cash that they need. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.